Farmers from the nation's breadbasket helped feed the people of Europe and Africa after drought forced Russia and the Ukraine to end or cut back grain exports last summer. Cal Dalton in Partyville, just north of Madison, was one of those farmers. He says he's been busy.
Not only with the harvest, which was excellent, but also because we have bins, we are moving grain to export terminals.
Two-thirds of Wisconsin's grain goes down the Mississippi, but the rest of it is shipped through the Great Lakes to the St. Lawrence Seaway. Dan Seido with Daniels Shipping Services in Duluth says 2010 saw a rebound, but it's still below the 10-year average.
Because last year was one of the worst in like 40 years, anything above that, you're happy to get now, you know. So because we had a bit of an improvement, we're kind of falsely happy.
Seaway Administrator Terry Johnson says along with grain exports up 10%, all cargo increased 15% in 2010.
What that's about is the recovery of the economy. The Seaway is kind of a bellwether for predicting the economy. We tend to be ahead of the curve on the upside and ahead of the curve on the downside, so that's good news.
Johnson says flooding in Australia means U.S. farmers will have to pick up the slack next year.
If you look at grain futures, the flooding in Australia seems to be priced into the market, so it very well could be a situation where there would be two very good years in a row for American grain farmers.
The St. Lawrence Seaway closed December 29th and will reopen in late March. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.